from the devil. Keep a super suit like I'm incredible. From the deep blue sea to the dark blue sky. Woman break down and cry. I'm the baddest man alive. I'm the baddest man alive. I'll take no mess and I take no drive. Sometimes I feel like I can't fly.
I terrorize your hood, flashing max on the cop the way a gangster should. I snatch food from the mouth of a tiger, take a gasoline bath and I walk through fire. Bear hug a grizzly, suck milk from a kitty, take the sergeant hat from his head and use it for a frisbee. Spit in the crocodile face, have a menage a trois with two female apes. Then sleep in the barrel of bush and knives. I drink honey, straight from the beehive. Bungee jumping off the Empire State, butt naked. Rollerblading across the Golden Gate, butt naked. With the baddest man alive and I don't plan to die. When the grim reaper come, I look her right in his eye. I bust up in the face of the witch of the east. Tell a great white shark to go and brush his teeth. Of the man who stole the golden fleece. And I date rape beauty right in front of the beast. The baddest man alive, and I don't plan to die. Come on, somebody.
I'm the baddest man alive. I take no meds and I take no drive. Sometimes I feel like I can't fly.
All right, look like we're back. I don't know what's going on. We'll try to start the show. Ain't nothing working. All right, what's up, what's up, what's up? Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Let's start the show off right. Let's do my theme song. Let's start all over again, then we're going to get into today's show. Let's go.
The pitchfork from the devil.
woman break down and cry. I'm the baddest man alive. I'm the baddest man alive. I'll take no meds and I take no drive. Sometimes I feel like I can't fly.
I terrorize your hood, flashing max on the cop the way a gangster should. I snatch food from the mouth of a tiger, take a gasoline bath and I walk through fire. Bear hug a grizzly, suck milk from a kitty, take the charger hat from its head and use it for a frisbee. Spit in the crocodile face, have a menage a trois with two female apes. Then sleep in the barrel of bush and eyes. I drink honey straight from the beehive. Fuzzy jumping on the Empire State, butt naked, rollerblading across the Golden Gate, butt naked with the baddest man alive. And I don't plan to die. When the grill reaper come, I look right in his eye. I bust up in the face of the witch of the east, tell a great white shark to go and brush his teeth. I'm the man who stole the golden fleece, and I date great beauty right in front of the beast. The baddest man alive, and I don't plan to die. Come on, somebody.
I'm the baddest man alive. I take no meds and I take no drive. Sometimes I feel like I can't fly.
What up? What's up? Good morning, everybody. How you doing today? Top of another episode of Moving Forward, the radio show. What's going on, my people? What's going on, my people? I'm back, man. Let me tell you guys what's so funny, man. It's been a while since I've been to Move Forward radio show. I feel kind of weird, but I don't feel weird because I'm always on the radio with other people with their other shows. But, you know, your man Dwayne Abernathy been behind the scenes. You know, getting everything going here for Yizer Radio, Yizer TV. You know, we are booming. We are finally booming. We got a new studio location. We have a lot of new show hosts. We have new TV shows. Like, this hard work has been paying off. This Yizer thing look like it's real, real, real. It's going to make it happen. But I got an exciting show for you guys today. My first show back. Man, if you guys don't know, your man Dwayne Abernathy, security camera ambassador, and I'm the host of Moving Forward. It's so crazy with the schedule moving forward. First, I was scheduled to do a show on Sundays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to noon. Then I said, Sunday mornings, I don't want to get up early because I'll be up late on Saturday. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to start doing a show Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and then Thursdays at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. But then we had looked like we're going to have to do some show rearranging, like we might have to place one of our radio hosts. So now I'm thinking my new time for Moving Forward is going to be Tuesday mornings and Thursday mornings from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'm going to have to work it out. But I really would like to get another show host. So if somebody out there looking to have a radio show on YizerRadio.com, if you want a radio show in the morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and possibly Friday, hit us up. Go to marketing@yizer.com. That's marketing at Yizer, Y-I-Z-Z-O-R, Yizer.com. Okay? Today, I keep saying tonight because I'm used to doing night shows. Today's show is going to be an interesting show, right? We're going to get into the whole concept of blame shifting. We're going to talk about blame shifting today. If you don't want to know what blame shifting is when you as an individual blames everybody else but yourself for something happened. We're going to talk about blame shifting is when a person never takes responsibilities for their actions. It's always somebody else is always the man, is always the husband, is always the boyfriend, is always the wife, is always the girlfriend, is always the white man, is always Donald Trump. Yes, I said it's always Donald Trump because that's what we're doing lately in our culture. But before we get into the topic of today, I want to go over some news that's going on. I'm going to call it that mainstream celebrity news that, you know, we try to stay away from here at Yizer because we're here for the independence here at Yizer. But I want to talk about something because we've had two young adults from our culture that has lost their life in the past 24 hours. The first one was the young lady. I think she was she Miss Universe? Let me get my glasses. Hold on. Miss USA. Chesley Christ, I believe that's her name, from Miss USA, dead at 30 years old. I'm about to play this clip, and then we're going to get into talking about what's going on with these young people losing their lives.
Christ was found dead in Midtown Manhattan Sunday morning. Police confirm reports that appeared she jumped from her high-rise apartment building on 42nd Street.
So if you get nervous, I would say just take a deep breath and slow down.
Chesley won the Miss USA crown in 2019, dazzling audiences as Miss North Carolina. She was part of history. That was the year when the four major U.S. pageant titles were held by black women. She also worked as an attorney, ran a blog called White Collar Glam, and was a correspondent for Extra TV. In a statement, Extra TV in part quotes, "Our hearts are broken. Chesley was not just a vital part of our show. She was a beloved part of our Extra family and touched the entire staff." Chesley posted this photo with the caption, "May this day bring you rest and peace," just hours before. Chesley reportedly left a note Sunday morning, leaving all of her belongings to her mother, but did not reveal any other details surrounding her death. Her family is asking for privacy, saying in a statement in part, quote, "Chesley embodied love and served others, whether through her work as an attorney fighting for social justice, as Miss USA, and as a host on Extra. But most importantly, as a daughter, sister, friend, mentor, and colleague, we know her impact will live on." Chesley Christ was 30 years old. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health issues, please call the National Suicidal Lifeline at 800-273-8255. You can text STRENGTH to the crisis text line at 741-741 or go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Wow. 30 years old. You would think with all those achievements that this young lady had, you had to ask yourself, what was going on in her life to make her want to end a life that was full of upper mobility? She had won the Miss USA pageant. She was an attorney. She worked for was it E Entertainment? Inside Edition? I don't know. Oh, she worked for one of those entertainment news magazine shows. It's like she had all the great, all the things in place to be great professionally. But what could have been going on in her personal life? What could have been going on in her head to make her want to take her life? I'm going to tell you guys something. Success is hard. It's not only hard to achieve certain things in success, you know, to be successful or certain goals you want professionally, but it's also hard and it's a lonely, lonely life. Trust me. I have experienced it so many times in my life. I've experienced depression before. I've ever thought about killing myself, but I have had thoughts of hurting myself before, and sometimes we hurt ourselves and don't even realize it, like self-medicating or drinking or taking some type of drugs or whatever. Sometimes self-medicating ourselves is us hurting ourselves, and we just get lucky to the point that we don't overdose or do anything. But this young girl, they're saying she jumped from a balcony in a high-story building in New York City. Think about that. Do you know what energy it takes to jump off a balcony of a high-story building, it's like you definitely making sure that you end your life. You know, you guys, sometimes you can see people that are looking like they're happy and on top of the world, and they might be going through some of the darkest moments of their life. They may be going through the darkest moments of their life. You know, and it gets so bad that they feel like, you know what, I don't want to live on this. I don't want to live this life anymore. Think about that, man. Suicide is something serious. And this is the thing. I can remember when I turned 30 years old, and on my 30th birthday, I was depressed the whole day because I thought life was over at 30. Down at 51, like life is great. But 30, because I just knew I had to accomplish certain things. I just knew I had to be financially secure at 30. I just knew I had to find that wife that I wanted. I just knew I had to have this. I knew I had to have that at 30. And so on my 30th birthday, I spent my 30th day instead of celebrating, and I made it to another decade, I was depressed. My heart goes out to that young lady's family. Whew, that's a rough one. That's rough starting the morning off. Talking about such tragic into such a young, beautiful woman. Also, I saw in the news this morning, like I said, we're going to do a little bit of this mainstream news, but we mostly focus on user news. This story here. The Walking Dead actor Morris J. Mosley dead at 31. Let me read a little bit of this. Let me get my little glasses here. Actor Moses J. Mosley, known as his role on The Walking Dead, has died. He was 31. Okay. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this. The Stockbridge Police did not immediately respond to people's requests for comments. No, let's go up here. Mosley was found dead in Stockbridge, Georgia on Wednesday, according to TMZ. Wednesday, so this is old, because today is Tuesday, so he must have died last week. According to TMZ, which was the first reported the news, his manner of death is currently under investigation. So this young man, 31 years old, actor from The Walking Dead, has lost his life at 31. I'm going to tell you guys, you would think, and I tell artists all the time, do not be in a rush to get old, because at 30, 31, your life is really just beginning. Your life is really just beginning at 30, 31 years old. You think you're grown. You think you're ready to, you know, be on top of the world, but you're still learning a lot in your 30s. And then 30s is when a lot of things that you started working on as your adult age from 18 to 30 is really starting to manifest and develop, you know. So my heart goes out to the families and these young people who are losing their lives. Okay. And what we're not going to do, we're not going to play the blame game when it comes to these young people losing their lives. We're not going to blame nobody. And that's going to get into our topic for today. Blame shifting. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a quick break, and I get back in a second. We're going to get into today. So I keep saying tonight, because I'm so used to doing a tonight show. We are going to get into today's topic. Let me take a good break. Let me find, what am I looking for? I'm going to play this song right here. This is my hood song right here. This is Dwayne Evans.
Just clean my pants, y'all. Fix up my fancy clothes. Every on in a hot spot. No, we got the ball. We got the ball. This is Bird Gang money.
off that paper chain. Reminiscing on my first lap. When the time I was sipping on my first lap. Hit the game, I started as a lookout. See the fly cars that the big willies pushed out. Took bikes, Papa Willie's by the cookout. That was that summer, I was supposed to be bumper. It paid better, but the risk was worse. Say the fly levers, copping kicks with the work. It didn't work, I was fucking up the re-up. Bottles at the tunnel, that was 98. I called Poppy for the bundle. Measy 10 grand, felt like a hundred. This Gucci belt's by the stomach with some guns in them. It's only wealth that we want if you run with them.
Right.
To the death or to the feds, come get them. Bird gang money,
yeah.
It started off that bird gang money. New cars and that third lane money.
Just leave my fancy car.
A new Ferrari.
Picked up my fancy clothes.
Got them trues ready.
Don't in a hot spot, no.
Yeah.
We got the boss, we got the
Patron
boss.
And Rosé.
Bird gang money.
Joe.
Bird gang, baby.
Bird gang money.
No, we
bird gang money, man.
Bird gang money.
Matrix.
Yeah. Money.
Getting money is the hardest. Your first 100 grand is a charm. Your first school million, you're an artist. Especially if the niggas up the block sell garbage. Was told it crumbles all apart when you hold it. Wasn't naturally born a crook, I was molded. Drugs kept my uncles in the green, so I sold it. Even learned to smell a good grade through the packing. Headed Midwest and got financial backing. Started networking with the Willies off credit. Any concepts of being robbed, I was dead it. Anybody get it? Don't come a day later with the eighth money. Gotta play it out cause I said it. Toss in acquittal. Coming in the club with my entourage. Me, I'm the boss in the middle. The brain in the brawn. Rock a house note round the neck. Lot of letters for the chain and the charm. Come on, man.
Just leave my fancy car.
Picked
up my fancy clothes.
No bricks, just rams to flip. Nigga stunt, then your man's a flip.
Get em.
Situation real, then your man's a hit.
Why?
You slow on the getaway, the can you get?
Yeah.
You circle the block, we play track and fail. A lot of real niggas on that track, I chill.
VIP.
But you know me, forever manning up. Never sit down when I pee, forever standing up.
Marvin,
I'm a boss, so I'm calling the shots. Big homie pie there the block.
Not
you wanna pump, nigga, I tell you when and where at. Don't face fight, I'm not the one to stare at. Matter of fact, dog, you and your men sex. The back of cop car, dogs pointing your index. I guess you good cause you'll save me the ball. But somebody gonna die if a hammer get pulled.
Just leave my fancy car. Picked up my fancy clothes. Every owner.
What up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward Radio Show. I'm back. It's been a minute since I've done a Moving Forward, and I'm back. I'm so happy to be back. Man, let's get into today's topic. We were talking about blame shifting. If you don't know what blame shifting is, this is what blame shifting is. Blame shifting is when you or a person that you know never take responsibilities for their actions. Blame shifting is anytime something goes down, it's never you. It's always somebody else or something else. You can't keep a job because it's always the manager. You can't keep a relationship because it's always the other mate. You can't keep a home because it's always the landlord. You can't keep an opportunity going is because of the people you're doing business with. There's always something. Something, 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 something. You always blame shifting. And that's what we're talking about that today. And the reason why I'm talking about that today, because the other day I had to make a very hard decision. It was a business decision that I had to make for Yizer. Then I also had to make a personal decision. In the world of business, you're going to have to make some rough decisions sometimes, but it's not personal. You have to look at the big picture. You have to look at everybody that's involved. And then sometimes if there's a situation going on that's affecting the whole bigger picture, you have to make that tough decision. Because if you don't, and your business or your project comes crumbling down, you can't blame nobody but yourself. And I had to sit back because I had this situation that kept going on here at Yizer. And no matter how much I wanted to fix this situation to go another direction, I had to sit back and say, well, Dwayne, this is going to continue because you continue to let it happen. Dwayne, this is going to continue to happen as long as you let it happen. So guess what? If Yizer fails or if Yizer has an incident, you're responsible. So you got to understand, you have to take control of your life. You have to take control of your organization if you're running a business, and you're going to have to take responsibility. I was watching, what was that? It was one of those sporting events. I was watching an interview with IU basketball coach, Mike Woodson, I think that's his name. And I think it was the game after they beat Purdue a couple weeks ago. I think when they lost to Penn State. And in that interview, the coach of IU said, you know what? I take responsibility for this loss. He didn't blame his players. He didn't blame the referees. He didn't blame the stadium. He didn't blame COVID. He took full responsibility for the reason why IU lost that game. And that's what leaders do. That's what true leaders do. But this is a lesson that I want to teach today is this. Leadership doesn't necessarily mean you being responsible for other people. Leadership also is you being a leader of yourself, being a leader of your own life. So if you are a person out there who's listening to me right now on YizerRadio.com, if you hear my voice right now and you're sitting in a situation right now where you probably had a great opportunity, but the opportunity is there no more because of something that you did or something, your actions or whatever, own up to your responsibility. Not only that, trust me, people in leadership, especially if you was ever on a team, they understand the fact that people make mistakes. But sometimes, if you're the one that made that mistake, sometimes it's best to humble yourself, take full responsibility for your actions, and then go back and have a conversation with that person. You'd be amazed how people are. You'd be amazed how you can get an opportunity back just because you had a moment, a slight moment of bad judgment. Now, I'm not saying go down and do no of what's his name? The football player, Antonio Brown. I ain't saying go do no Antonio Brown melt. Like what Antonio Brown did, I think that's unexcusable because he has had time, chance after chance after chance in the NFL, and every time he does some crazy stuff, he always blames somebody else. He never takes responsibility for his own actions. I think his last meltdown, which is probably the end of his career, I think he blamed it on the train or something, saying that he was hurt. They still wanted him to play crazy. He never owned up to his own responsibility for his mistakes. He never took responsibility for his own mistakes. And so it hurt my heart to have to make the decision that I had to make. But I had to think about my responsibility as the CEO of Yizer TV and radio. But I also believe in giving people chances. But you have to give people chances when they look at their responsibility for something, don't blame somebody else. Okay? So another reason what sparked this conversation today, I know it's a little off base, and I told you I try my best to stay out of mainstream media because we were our own media here at Yizer, but I've been watching this docuseries about the Playboy Mansion and Hugh Hefner. Now, I'm going to pause this. Hold on. Me personally, as I started watching this show, Hugh Hefner was a creep. All out pedophile creep. Right? At the same time, he was a brilliant businessman. He figured out a way how to package and monetize sex, the sex industry, which has been around. Sex is never going away. I don't understand why people think sex is taboo. Sex is not taboo. Now, the act of forcing people to sex, that's horrible. Having sex with minors, that's horrible. But the industry of sex, there's nothing wrong with it. Sex is supposed to go down. I love having sex. But anyway, I'm going to play this clip. I'm going to get into, like I said, we're talking about blame shifting. And I've been watching this documentary. Now, since Hugh Hefner's dead, everybody want to come out and tell all his deep, dark secrets of what was going on at the Playboy Mansion and all the deep secrets of Hugh Hefner. But I'm asked this question. Why now? Why now you want to tell the stories? Listen to this clip real quick.
Kennedy wasn't involved in any hard drug use at the mansion, but that was just a lie. Coiloids down the line were used for sex. Everything felt good to touch. Everything felt soft and soft focus, and it was lovely. Usually you just took a half. Now, if you took two, you'd pass out. It was such a seduction, and the men knew this, that they could get girls to do just about anything they wanted if they gave them a Quaalude. Before I met, I had never done a drug in my life, and so I was just a young, naive girl that didn't know the ways of the world.
I worked for Hefner at the Playboy Mansion in L.A. from late 1977 to mid-1989 as Hef's secretary and then eventually executive assistant. Quaaludes were, we called them the leg spreaders, you know. I mean, I don't know that I want to get that crude, but that is what the whole point of them was, you know. They were a necessary evil, if you will, to the partying. We would have prescriptions in some of our names. There were prescriptions in Sandra's name and Hef's name and my name. There was a prescription in Mary's name. We kept a desk calendar that just would say, you know, Lisa's Q or Hef's Q or Sandra's Q. That enabled certainly four and sometimes five different prescriptions for the same medication to feed the machine.
Secrets of Playboy premieres Monday, January 24th at 9, only on A&E.
Okay, now. Before I get started, I don't want nobody calling in saying, oh, my God. Speaking of that, the call-in number here is, get my glasses on, 515-605-9800. Once again, you call in and make a comment or a situation where you was in a situation where somebody was blame-shifting on you, or if you're a type of person realizing that you do blame-shifting, hit me up at 515-605-9800. Now, before I get started, I'm letting you guys know right now, you know, I was disclaimers because I go overboard sometimes. I am not, listen to me, I am not bigging up Hugh Hefner or anybody from Playboy Mansion that was drugging women and taking sex from them. I don't know if I'm saying the word right. Anyway, if they were violating these women sexually, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people who are now want to blame everything on Hefner since he's dead. What about you guys? What about you guys who worked there for 5, 10, 1, 2, or 3 years and you took them checks and you took that fame, but you didn't take on the responsibility? If you knew the prescription drugs given out to these women for them to pass out and open up their legs, aren't you complacent in that crime? Aren't you? Shouldn't you take blame for helping these women be victims? See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what people do. when you can't defend yourself or you can't be in a situation like, you know what, I'm not even going to entertain that madness, then they want to blame shift. I watched 2 episodes of this documentary about the Hugh Hefner and the Playboy Mansion, and not one person took responsibility for their role or their actions in the debauchery that was going on at the Playboy Mansion. Not a one. So then they come up with another documentary about Bill Cosby. And once again, I'm not bigging up Bill or Hugh Hefner. I'm not defending Bill or Hugh Hefner. But you're going to tell me that you people sat around for years and years and years, and if these men are was those crimes? I know they did something, but then you wait 30, 40 years later to say something? And then you blame it on Bill? What about the people who was enabling like Bill Cosby or enabling people like Hugh Hefner, kissing their ass and kissing the ring because they was enjoying the benefits of being involved or in their inner circle, to have a position in their organization? What about you people? Don't you guys have some type of responsibility? Don't you guys have some type of responsibility? R. Kelly. R. Kelly is a bona fide creep. But should R. Kelly be the only one to be in jail right now for so-called sex trafficking? Do you guys really believe that R. Kelly was able to get away for 20 plus years doing what he was doing, and he was doing it all solo dolo? Who's going to take responsibility for those young ladies that was victims of R. Kelly? Who's going to take responsibility for the young ladies who was victims from the Playboy Mansion, that whole movement of Playboy? Because I'm not going to blame Hugh Hefner. There was this one young lady on there that said she grew up in the Playboy Mansion, and her father was Hugh Hefner's personal doctor. He was in the house also. And she said when she got a certain age that Hugh Hefner was willing to participate in having sexual acts with this young girl that he used to call his daughter or his niece or something like that. Where's her daddy at? She's on there blaming Hugh Hefner for his creepiness. But what about her daddy? And if her daddy's still living, when's he going to step up and take blame and responsibility for putting his daughter in a situation like that? What kind of man has a daughter and has your daughter living in the midst of a sexual cult? Yes, I call the Playboy Mansion and Playboy a sexual cult, because that's what it was. That's what it was. Anytime you have some type of organization that controls every aspect of a person's life, is a cult. Boom. So, you guys out there who's listening to Moving Forward radio show here on YizerRadio.com. Have you ever been in a situation where you know you was wrong, but you couldn't humble yourself to take responsibility and not only apologize to someone or even ask for your position back? I know I made that mistake. I'm going to tell you guys something, a story. I talk about this a lot. With me being a divorced man, for the first few years of my divorce, I used to blame my ex-wife for sabotaging and destroying our family. I used to blame my ex-wife. But then after a while, I had a moment of clarity. I had to admit to it's my fault. I chose that woman to be my wife. I chose to ignore the red flags with that woman before I even married her. I chose to ignore the red flags that was going on once I married her. Rules did not pursue us trying to fix our marriage strong due to things that happened between us. At the end of the day, it's my responsibility for my emotional happiness in a relationship. It's my responsibility as a husband. That was my responsibility. Once I realized that, I was able to find and be able to love again. I was able to move forward and possibly get married again, because once I took responsibility that this is why I had a marriage was my responsibility, now I can move on. The lights just went out in the studio. Oh, because there's nobody here. But I kind of like the way it looks, though. So we're talking about blame shifting tonight. Well, I keep saying tonight. You guys forgive me. I'm used to doing a night show. I haven't done a morning show in a long time, so just bear with me. This is my first show in over a year, you guys. I have not done a moving forward show in over a year because I've been in the lab. Getting everything together for Yizer. Now we have a new studio. We actually got two studios now. We have the radio station booming. We have the television booming. We had 9 television stations now, you guys. Guys, join YizerTV.com. If you already a member of Yizer Radio, come on over. You join YizerTV.com. In your subscription, you get the radio stations and the 9 TV stations and the 6 movie screens. You get the social media, you get TV on demand for only $24.99 a month, or you could do a test run for $14.99 a week. First 30 days are free, so check it out. Go to YizerTV.com. That's YIZZOR, YizerTV.com. All right, so now let's continue on with our topic today, the blame shifting. I have a clip here. Uh-oh, what happened? Go back. Go back, go back, go back. Go back. Hold on. All right, let's see. Another clip here. Where's my clip? Okay. This clip is an 8-minute long clip. It's a long clip, but there's some very, very helpful information there, because it's talking about stop blaming people for your failures. You guys know who I'm talking to. If you out there listening to me right now, you know exactly who I'm talking to. If you're a person right now who's blaming somebody else for the situation that you're in right now, think about yourself internally. If you're a person out there who constantly get opportunities going your way, and for some reason you can't never succeed, and then you fail, and you blame everybody else, look inside. Look in the mirror. All right, so let me play this clip. It's an 8-minute long clip, and you're listening to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com, and I'm your man, your host, Dwayne Abernathy. So let me start this. Hold on. Make sure that next person. Okay, check out this clip.
This is Sharif Zayed with Spurs.com, S-E-L-U-R-J-J.com. And what we're talking about today is that you want to be an entrepreneur. That's what So you want to get out of that job, that everyday 9-to-5 stress, sitting behind a cubicle, and you're tired, but you don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. Like, I don't know, I'm going crazy, I don't know what to do. Well, let me tell you, it's easy. You have to say that you want it. That's it. It's in you. I know it's inside of you. I'm looking at you. I know you want better. I know you want the greatest. I know you want better for you. I know you want better for yourself, but you don't know how to go to it. You don't know how to attempt it. You don't know because you're afraid. You're scared. Stop letting fear blind you. Fear is blinding you. And that's what fear does to people. It blinds them. They can't see their truth. So what they do is they stand behind fear and blind you. You have to get from behind fear in order to make it, in order to succeed. Get away from it. Stop being scared. Stop being afraid. It's in you, but you dig deep. So what I'm asking you to do for me is to stop blaming others. Blame yourself.
It was. Just like when I was in situations, in my situation, I blame me. It's me. It's not anybody else. And that's what we have to learn to do. In order to get through to success, being entrepreneurs, or even in our jobs and our careers, or in college, in school, you have to stop blaming the professor. Stop blaming your mother. Stop blaming your father. Stop blaming your sister, your brother, the white man, the black man. I don't care if you're white. It's not the black man. Oh, you know, if the black man wasn't here, then we would have jobs. No. If your ass was performing, you would have a job. Stop putting blame on everyone else except you. I hear you talk about everybody else, but you don't talk about yourself. See, when I sold drugs, well, the money that I made off of selling drugs, I put myself through school so I could become an IT. Do you understand what I'm saying? I took some wrong means to make them to the right means. So I asked God one day, I said, God, help me to get out of this. If you let me get out of this free, without any bruises, I promise you I'll never return back and sell anything else illegal in my life. And that's what I did. I kept my covenant and I followed through with it. And guess what? When I followed through, he followed me. And then he began to leave me. And all I'm asking you is, who are you blaming? Who are you blaming? The blame is on you. You're the blame. But you sit there on your phone and you talk to your friends and your family and, girl, this man, you know, he doesn't understand this. And, you know, the guys are talking to the boys. Hey, you know, this man, you know, I put an application, I did this. It's not the telephone. It's not the person that's not calling you. You're waiting for phone calls for a job. You're waiting for that your friend, he said he was going to hook you up with this guy with a job. So I'm asking you, are you ready? Are you ready to stop blaming everyone else and blame yourself? See, once you blame yourself, then that's when you can help yourself. Because the things that you blame yourself for, you can correct. And you need to go through life's corrections. You need to go through corrections. Not a correction facility where it does no right to you. It only will do harm to you. But correct the things in your life so you can help yourself, so that that way you can succeed. And before you can become any successor, you need to help yourself. Just when I stopped drinking because I no longer wanted alcohol to take advantage of me, because that's what it did. I found myself trying to get through ways of understanding why I drank and try to cover up, you know, like, you know, I'm arguing or something with someone and I'm stressed out, whether it's, you know, a woman or whoever. And I go, I need a drink, or if it's a job, I need a drink. How about, you know, a friend comes around. But we never ask what ourselves. We always blame everyone else. So you go through it and you say it's everyone else. Oh, you know, if they had this right here, then I would be better. No, if you had your life together and you had your shit together and you knew what is exactly what you wanted, you wouldn't be going through that shit. And look, I'm asking you to trust me to help you. All you have to do is take the blame. You don't have to take the blame for everyone else, but just the blame of the things that you have control of, the drinking that you're doing, the excessive drinking, the excessive gambling, the being late, the being lazy, the hesitation. I can teach you how to cook, but I can't teach you to be hungry. I can teach you how to cook, but I can't teach you to be hungry. Hunger is something from within that you have to plant here in your heart. You have to take that hunger from here and plant it into your heart as a seed, and you make it grow into courage. And you can do anything in this world that you want to do, but it's up to you. You right here. And that's what I want to get you to understand. I want you to go through this stuff. I want you to put yourself through things that are going to help you later on. Stop putting yourself up and setting yourself up for traps. It's like a fish. A fisherman will go out and constantly do the same thing. Throw his rod into the ocean with the worm on the end. I've seen everybody else get freaking hooked up on a hook, and then they'll blame the fisherman. You can't blame anyone else but yourself. If you see the same things around yourself, then you go in a different direction. You change your pattern. So what I'm trying to tell you is stop blaming everyone else. You got two eyes. You have two ears for a reason. Use them. Pay attention and walk on faith. But like I said, I freed myself and I want you to free yourself. Take the blame, take the weight, and gain control back. You be the Fidel Castro of yourself. You be the dictator. Again, this is Splurge.com, S-P-L-U-R-J-J.com. Peace.
You be the dictator. You be the Fidel Castro of your life. You be the Osama Hussein of your life. You be the United States of your life. Take full responsibility for all your failures in life. Once you make that conscious decision within yourself to take full responsibility for all your failures, that's when you're going to grow. That's when you will advance in life. That's when you will watch the upper mobility of your life manifest itself. But until that day, until that moment, when you decide to take full responsibility for all your failures, you will always stay stagnant. Have you ever had a situation in your life where you can look year after year after year, and you look at the end of the year, and you're like, damn it, I'm still in the same place I was at the beginning of the year. Or damn it, I'm still in the situation I was in 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But you look back and then you see all this blame shifting, and none of the reasons why you're still in the same position you were year after year is always another person's or another situation or another organization or somebody else's fault. We've all been guilty of blame shifting. There's anyone out there who can sit there and say they have never blame shifted at some point in their life, they're lying to you and they're lying to themselves. I used to blame shift a lot. I can remember in my business life, I could never break through financially. I could never break through financially. Like, okay, I need to get $100,000 or more a year out of my business. And year after year, after year after year, I will fall short. And year after year, I will blame the economy. I will blame the state that I was in. I would blame a partnership. I would blame a contract. I would just blame. And all I was doing was blame shifting. And then one day, sitting down with one of my business mentors, and he said to me, he said, Dwayne, you're a hellified technician. You are a damn good technician. You're probably one of the best technicians in the country for installing security cameras. But the reason why you're not breaking through financially like you want to is because you think too much like a technician and not enough like a businessman. Let me repeat that. They told me, I think too much like a technician and not enough like a businessman. And I thought about it. See, I could have got into my feelings. I could have put up a wall and got defensive. But no, it was a learning moment. So I sat there and shut my damn mouth and I listened and I learned. Then I thought about what my business mentor said. And I ain't going to say it kicked in overnight. I say it took a few months. It took probably about 9 months. But it never left. That moment when my mentor told me that, it never left me. But it took 9 months for it to manifest itself because it had to reveal itself. And then I said to myself, like, damn, he's right. I think too much of a technician. Technicians and businessmen don't think the same way. So I had to take full responsibility. I had to make some changes in my personal life, and I had to make some changes in the business organization, and I had to make some changes all the way around. And as soon as I did that, my financial situation shifted and changed for the better, for the business and for me personally. Got into my feelings. I could have blamed him like, oh, man, you just trying to hate on me. Don't you hate that? You just trying to hate them. And when you're trying to help somebody, especially when you watch them in a situation and you try to give them some helpful hints, but it ain't sugarcoated, first thing was like, you trying to hate on me, or you trying to hold me back, or you not trying to support me. No, 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 dodo bird. No, dodo bird. I'm trying to wake your ass up. I'm trying to wake your ass up. You're listening to Yizer Radio. This is the Moving Forward Radio Show. Morning show. Woo! I got to get used to doing a morning show. I'm so used to doing the evenings. I'm trying to get motivated. I know you guys are like, yo, you're not the typical Dwayne, the security camera ambassador, because I'm a little tired. Speaking of that, why are they calling me security camera ambassador? And also, the sponsor of this show is Digital Guard. Digital Guard is one of the only people culture owned security camera companies in the country that have our own line of security cameras. If you want high definition security cameras for your business or for your home, if you want live security camera monitoring, because I tell everybody all this, and we're in the industry of security cameras, a camera is only so good if somebody's looking at the camera or somebody's watching the cameras live. So you want to get more information about Digital Guard, go to digitalguardlive.com at digitalguardlive.com. But if you already know and you're in the market and you know you're ready to purchase cameras for your business, go to preventbusinesscrimes.com. That's preventbusinesscrimes.com. If you want cameras for your home, go to preventhomecrimes.com. That's preventhomecrimes.com. You can purchase your cameras there directly. Or we also do consulting at Digital Guard. So you can go to digitalguardlive.com and just reach out and set up for consulting. There's no charge for consulting. All right. Also, let me give you guys a lineup now, the new lineup for Yizer Radio. All right. Let's see what we got here. All right. For the YizerTV.com subscribers, Check out on Sundays, Culture Kings. New episodes of Culture King comes on every Sunday on the SIB TV channel. There's a new episode of Culture Kings every Sunday on the SIB TV channel. Okay? The new episodes are uploaded at midnight, and the new episode will loop all day long on Sunday and throughout the week all the way to next Sunday. Okay? On Wednesdays, this is a scheduling change. Peppy and Snap now is the Peppy and Snap Radio Show. Peppy and Snap Radio Show is live on YizerRadio.com on Mondays at 7 p.m. From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Peppy and Snap Radio Show. But you can watch the Peppy and Snap Radio Show TV's on the Yizer Radio Raw channel. New episodes for that week is every Saturday. Okay? So, on Saturdays, Yizer Radio Raw on the Yizer Radio channel. So you can see all these radio shows, the TV version, on the Yizer Radio Raw channel. Okay? And that's YizerTV.com. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R, YizerTV.com. The Yizer radio lineup has changed. On Mondays, you're going to see or listen to Controversy Radio Show with your host, Stephen B., every Monday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the Controversy Radio Show with your host, Stephen B. All right? Moving Forward Radio Show with your host, Dwayne Abernathy, which is me, now changed. You can now listen to the Moving Forward Radio Show live every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to me. That's Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Moving Forward with your man, Dwayne Abernathy. Okay? You can also check out the Talk to Tana radio show here on YizerRadio.com, and that's every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, that's Talk to Tana radio show every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Tana B. If you're a person out there who would like to have a radio show, either a morning show or an evening show, hit us at marketing@yizer.com. That's marketing at Yizer. Yizer is Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. We have some slots for some morning shows and some evening shows. So hit us up if you want your own radio show. Okay? Anybody out there want to call in and you want to make a comment or you want to talk about blame shifting, hit me up right now live at area code 515-605-9800. Once again, it's 515-605-9800. All right? Now, I would also like to talk about on Yizer TV. Yizer TV has a shopping channel called the Yizer Shopping Channel. And they had just launched a part of the Yizer Shopping Channel that's called the Yizer Bookstore. Because here at Yizer, we push education. Education is very, very important for our culture. So right now in the bookstore, you can get this book. It's called Arts Honor. It's called Arts Honor, and the author is Rebecca Robinson. So you can go look at her segment on this book. She's talking about a book on the Yizer Shopping Channel. I cannot remember the price of the book. I think the book might be like $17.25 or $17.50. Something like that. Once you go onto YizerTV.com, go down to the Yizer Shopping Channel. You will see the segment with Miss Rebecca Robinson and her, and she's talking about her book, Arts Honor. Check it out. It's actually our first book that we are putting into the Yizer Bookstore. Once again, here at Yizer, we're here to teach upper mobility to our culture. No more victims in our culture. No more blame shifting in our culture. We are here to move ourselves forward for upper mobility. So go get this book, you guys. Go get this book. Go to Yizer. Stop me telling to watch the segment with Miss Rebecca Robinson and talking about her book, Arts Honor. Great book. I have my own personal copy of this book. Actually, she actually autographed or signed the copy that I have. Okay? Now, it's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. I'm going to take a quick break, and I get back, and we'll continue on with our topic, blame shifting. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'll be back in a second. Peace.
It's not that I don't want you here. Yeah. It's something about the way. About you, think you wish you were
What up? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward Radio Show here on YizerRadio.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning. So, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I'm going to get into that clip that I played. I played an eight-minute-long clip. And the reason why I played that eight-minute-long clip, because that young man in that clip says some profound things, like, I can cook the food for you, but I can't make you hungry. Or I think he said something like, I can teach you how to cook, but I can't make you hungry. I'm going to elaborate on that for a second because, like I was talking about the situation here at Yizer, we've had some people here, several people here over the years, that I will show them the blueprint for Yizer. I would bring them to the Yizer studio so they can touch and feel and see that this is real, this is tangible. And I tell them, look, this is for you to take an opportunity and blow your opportunity up, blow yourself up. If this is what you really want to do, if you really want to get into the media, if you really want to help move our people forward, take this opportunity and rock with it. And a lot of times, a lot of these people will fall short. But this is not about those people who have fallen short. This is about myself as a leader, or this is about you out there, leader, or this is about you out there, if you're that person who've had opportunity, the opportunity after opportunity, and you don't take full advantage of these opportunities. Because every person that I ever brought around Yizer that's not here right now, it hurts me every time I see somebody leave because evidently I saw something in you to even waste my time to even invest in you. See, what people don't realize, while you out there blaming the other person, you never look at it at the point of, did that person invest money in me? If you're a person out there that's blaming shit, have you ever asked that question, how much was that person's time put in investing in me? How much time did that person invest in my success? How much money did that person or that organization invest in me being successful? See, while you're up there blame shifting, ask those questions. Ask those hard questions. Then once you realize that, you might decide to open up a package to a slice of humble pie. There's people out there that say that I'm arrogant. Am I really? Am I really arrogant or am I just confident? I'm confident in my successes and I'm also confident in my failures. I have failed many, many times as a businessman. I have failed many, many times as a man, period. I have failed many, many times as a father. Like the other day, I was having a conversation with my daughter. And my daughter is going through a phase right now where she's into this whole skull and bone thing and the reaper stuff. Me, I have my job as a father is to teach her about what symbolism is, what these symbols stand for. In her mind, as a kid, she's like, Dad, I just think it was a cool shirt. Dad, I just think the shirt looks cool. And I said something to her that was insensitive. But then I had to apologize because I had to realize, like, hold on, Dwayne. She's not looking at this like you're looking at it. Like she told you, she looked at it as a cool shirt. And I had to apologize to my baby, but at the same time, I still had to continue to teach the lesson that symbolism is very important. So I had to mix it. But I had to take full responsibility for me being insensitive to the situation, right? With everybody who knows me or anybody who's came encounter with me at Yizer, I know there's going to be some people out there that's going to have some unflattering things to say about me. There's not a leader out there that has people who says great things about them at all times. There's not one leader out there, not a one. But I have chosen this position to create a media company. So I have to have a thick skin. I have to accept the criticism. at the same time, I had to make sure that I take full responsibility for all mistakes that I made. I had to take responsibility for all mistakes that I make as Yaiser grows. Everybody out there, people out there who had opportunity, Yaiser, I would love for you guys to come back. But you guys have to be able, just like I have, to is accept the responsibility for your actions. You have to take responsibility for your own actions. Check out this clip.
Huh?
I think they're playing a commercial. Hold on, here we go.
So I want you to take a millisecond right now, and I want you to think about what you want. You. And I want you to be selfish. What do you want? And here's the deal. I don't want it to sound good to other people. Being healthy will not get your ass on a treadmill. Losing your man boobs so you could hook up with somebody? Now that's motivation. So I want to know, what do you want? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to triple your income? Do you want to start a nonprofit? Do you want to find love? What is it? Get it right here. You know what it is. Don't analyze it to death. Just pick something. That's part of the problem. You won't pick. So we're going to be talking about how you get what you want. And frankly, getting what you want is simple. But notice I didn't say it was easy. It's very simple. In fact, if you think about it, we live in the most amazing moment in time. So that thing that you have up here, whatever it may be, you want to use healthy eating to cure your diabetes, you want to figure out how to take care of the elders and start a new hospice center, you want to move to Africa and build a school, guess what? You can walk into a bookstore right now and buy at least 10 books written by credentialed experts on how the hell you do it. You could Google it, and you could probably find at least, I don't know, 1,000 blogs documenting the step-by-step-by-step transformation that somebody else is already doing. You can find anybody online and cyberstalk them. You can just walk in their footsteps and let them, you know, just use the science of grafting. Follow what everyone else has done because somebody else is already doing it. So why don't you have what you want? When you have all the information that you need, you have the contacts that you need, there are probably free tools online that allow you to start a business or join a group or do whatever the heck you want. Tomorrow morning, set your alarm for 30 minutes earlier. And when it goes off, take those sheets, throw them off, and stand up and start your day. No snooze, no delay, no I'll just wait here for 5 seconds because Mel's not standing here. Do it. The reason why I want you to do it is because you will come face to face with the physical, and I mean physical force that's required to change your behavior. Do you think that somebody who needs to lose weight ever feels like going on a diet? Of course not. Do you think they ever feel like eating boiled chicken and peas instead of a croissant? I don't think so. The activation energy required to get your ass away from your computer and out your front door to go on the walk you said that you were going to go on is the exact same amount of force that it takes you to push yourself out of a warm bed and into a cold room. You have to force yourself. And I mean force.
Be selfish. Be selfish. Get out of the way. A lot of us are stagnant in life because we get in our own way. We build these walls of blame shifting, and they all look externally. They all look externally. None of them are facing you. None of them are like, guess what? If it hits the fan, I'm going to take it. Point it at me. If this project explodes and not successful, I'm going to take responsibility. There's a lot of us out there who do that. I've been guilty of it. I've done it myself in life. And I try my best. I still do it sometimes, but I try my best. I try my best to correct that action. Just like I said with this situation here at Yizer, the past few months, we've had a lot of turnover here at Yizer. And the reason why is because of me. It wasn't because of not one person who was here at Yizer, not here. No, it was all because of me. Because this is what we're doing here at Yizer. We're building a championship team. Just like those teams is about to be in the Super Bowl, those are championship caliber teams. So the leadership has took the time, the energy, and money to create championship-winning teams. So anybody who couldn't make it on that team was removed from that team, either by their own choice or by the management choice. They're no longer on the team. But that's what's happening here at Yizer. And if we end up losing, there's no one who's responsible for losing but me. That weight falls on my shoulders if Yizer is not successful. Anybody who used to be here at Yizer, they're welcome to come back, but they're going to have to understand the reason why they was removed in the first place and take on that responsibility. Then I want them to be so freaking selfish to go, I'm using Yizer to get me to the next stage of my life that I want to get to financially, emotionally, whatever the case may be. Come and use Yizer as that vehicle to get you to where you want to get to. And I tell you one damn thing, that's what I'm going to do. I want everybody at Yizer to be selfish. I want to be a team player, but also be selfish for your own personal success, because your own personal success is going to make sure that the whole team is successful. Do you think any of those football players or any of those coaches started this football season all of a sudden, well, let's just be average. Well, let's just be happy that we're playing the game of football. Oh, let's continue to do what we did last season. No. No and hell no. They're like, we're selfish. We're going to be the best quarterback, running back, linebacker, offensive tackle, the best coach. We're going to be the best damn, the best of the best of the best. We're going to win a championship. We're going to the Super Bowl. That's how you need to act for your own personal life. That's how you need to act in your career. That's how you need to act with your family. And that's how we act here at Yizer. Upper mobility is the way to go. Be selfish for your success. Be selfish for your failures. If you have failures, take on those failures as learning experiences. But don't sit back and blame somebody else for your freaking failures. Don't blame somebody else for your freaking failures. I'm going to tell you why this book by Rebecca Robinson is so important. Why is our book at the Yizer Bookstore? Because this is the type of book that you can read. It helps you understand the concept of taking on full responsibility for what's going on in your life. This book has motivational quotes in here to help you move forward from a failure. There's quotes in this book would help you understand, like, guess what? If I failed, the only person I can blame is myself. So go check out this book. Go to YizerTV.com. Watch the segment on the Yizer Shopping Channel. Then click and go buy the book. I think it's like $17.25 or $17.50, something like that. I got 33 minutes to go. But that last thing I played, because except for the man boo part, if you want something, if you dream for something, you have to make sacrifices. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard, but enjoy the journey, you guys. Enjoy the journey. If you want something, it's not going to just come to you. If you want something, stop finding excuses to stop you from being successful. Stop finding excuses that are going to keep you stagnant. If you're a person out there on a daily basis, you can find something to trigger your temper. You always somewhere fucking mad. It just triggers your temper. That's some internal work that you have to work on. Not nobody else. Not your parents. Not your husband. Not your boss. Not your children. Not your cousin. Not your auntie. Not your brother. Not your sister. That's something that you have to fix. If you're a person that constantly find yourself freaking angry over the smallest shit, like they say, don't sweat the small things. If you're a person that on a daily basis, you find a reason to be mad about something, and every time you're mad, it's because of somebody else. You're mad about somebody else. You could be mad. Have you ever found yourself getting mad about something that's not even your damn business? It's not even your damn business, but you're mad. You're mad. Think about that for a second. You're mad over something that's not your business. It's all about self-reflection. It's all about personal growth, you guys. That's why Yizer's here. Moving Forward Radio. Controversy Radio. Peppy and Snap Show. Talk to Tana Show. We're here to give you guys a perspective from our culture. From our culture moving forward. We're not talking about the same old bullshit, the same old problems that everybody's talking about. We're here to move our people forward. We're here to move our people forward. Upper mobility here at Yizer. 30 minutes ago, I have a couple more clips. I'm playing these clips because I'm trying to give you guys as much food for thought as I can. Okay? What clip do I want to play next? Okay. We're getting to the stage of the show. We're going to talk about solutions. We're not talking about problems anyway. We talk about a topic here at Yizer, and we give solutions. So, these are three signs of blame shifting. Let me get this clip together for you. Let me see here. See if it's ready.
I can't afford stream.
Hold on. All right, let's go.
Three blame shifting and how to deal with it. It takes a maturity to own up to faults and accept responsibility. No wonder many people find it easier to pass their faults and shift the blame on others to forego offenses. Blame shifters do not own up to their faults, but find it easy to blame something or someone for it. They could be amongst our coworkers, friends, and family. If you aren't alert, you would be a constant victim of their abuse. Look out for these three signs in them and some ways to deal with them. Number one, they do not take responsibility for the problems they cause. People like this can quickly attack you and others when something goes wrong, even when they were majorly at fault. Most times, you find out that they caused the problems because they refuse to listen to the other people, and when things are not going well, they will attribute the blame to others. They could say, "You made me feel so bad. That's why I flared up and destroyed it. Or because you didn't correct me. That's why I made a mistake." They go on and on giving excuses. Number two, use argument to deviate from the issue at hand. When you try to address a problem with them, rather than facing the issue at hand, they start arguing about inconsequential things not related to the discussion. All they do is to find fault in what you are saying. They pick your words and use it against you, accusing you of insulting them. Argue about the tone of your voice. Claim you are playing the victim while they are the ones that are. They bring meaningless points and drag you into a constant debate that you get so sucked up with the argument and you don't face the main issue at hand. Let me give you an example of a typical conversation between you and a blame shifter. You could say, "I always pay the bills every time. Why is it so?" Before you even finish talking, they would interrupt and say, "How dare you raise your voice at me? You don't have the right." And in a bid to defend yourself, you both end up in meaningless arguments while not thrashing the main issue, which is the bills. Number three, they manipulate people by using pity parties, so you feel sorry for them. To shift the blame, they could come up with one sad story or the other. "I didn't pay because I was so sick." Meanwhile, they just had a slight headache. They sniff, cough, act weak, or even shed some tears. And before you know it, you end up comforting them. They may also borrow more money from you, repeating the circle. How do you deal with them? Number one, engage them. Since they want to take center stage, allow them to do that. Allow them to wear themselves out and keep them engaged. Before they finish bragging about one thing, engage them with another and another. Before long, they would tire out. Number two, do not admit to know anything. If you feign ignorance, you give them a chance to shine. So there won't be a battle of words with you both. That way, you are at peace. You won't have to struggle the line with them, and they won't see you as a threat. Number three, define your time spent. If you find that they bog you down with their talk, you may have to set boundaries to avoid time loss. You limit contact or explain how important their discussions are, but that you have an urgent matter at hand. And number four, be understanding. More than anything, being understanding is best when dealing with blame shifters. Most of them deep down are insecure. That is why they put up such behaviors to show off and mask their own mistakes. Try to be understanding and empathetic with them. You will be the bigger person if you avoid arguments and let them talk. If you form close ties with them, you may be the one that shows them how annoying their behavior could be. So what's your opinion about this? I hope you enjoyed watching this cool video, and if you have something on your mind, don't hesitate to share your thoughts and experience in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel and click the bell to receive constant notifications. Thanks for watching.
Boom. Three characteristics of blame shifting. One, being a troublemaker. Being a troublemaker and then act like, "What are you talking about? I didn't start no trouble." Troublemaker, but blame everybody else. But don't take responsibility that you are the ones that created the chaos. Are you that person? Are you a person out there that has this characteristic? Are you a person that's part of an organization or a crew or a group or even a family member and you're the troublemaker? You create the chaos, then turn around and act like it was somebody else who created the chaos? Are you that person? If you are that person, you are a blame shifter. And you need to figure out a way to fix that characteristic. Starting arguments. Somebody brings to your attention an action of yours. Instead of you having a conversation with them or even considering what they're saying, your way is to come back and start an argument. So then you, next thing you know, you find yourself in a freaking argument every damn day with somebody because you choose to shift the blame versus looking internally and fixing the situation. I found myself the past few days, these small bickerments, these small arguments with an individual from Yizer. And I said, hold the hell up. Why the hell am I arguing with this person every damn day? And I'm not doing nothing to harm this person. I'm offering them everything that's positive, but they try to find a reason to argue. I had to shut the hell up. I had to shut down. "Yo, don't do this, Dwayne. If you continue to do this, that's showing That's your fault, Dwayne. You're the one that's entertaining this person who's refusing to take responsibility for their actions. So guess who I have to be responsible for? Me. I had to be responsible for Dwayne. I had to shut the hell up. I had to stop texting. I had to stop calling. I had to stop answering the phone. I had to stop replying because at the end of the day, I was feeding this person's insecurities. And it was not their fault. It was my fault because I engaged them and I had to shut it down. Oh, my goodness. I forgot what the number 3 point was. What was the number 3 point? Let's go back. Rewind. I'm going to play this clip one more time because I don't remember what it was. Let me play this clip again. Rewind. Let me find this clip. Hold on. In fact, I'm going to play the whole clip again because some of us need to hear it twice.
Deal with it. It takes a measure of maturity to own up to faults and accept responsibility.
I remember what number 3 is.
No wonder many people find it easier to pass their faults and shift the blame on others to forego offenses. Blame shifters do not own up to faults, but find it easy to blame something or someone for it. They could be amongst our coworkers, friends, and family. If you aren't alert, you would be a constant victim of their abuse. Look out for these 3 signs in them and some ways to deal with them. Number 1. They do not take responsibility.
They do not take responsibility for their actions.
You and others when something goes wrong, even when they were major fault. Most times, you find out that they caused the problems because they refuse to listen to the other people. And when things are not going well, they will attribute the blame to others. They could say, "You made me feel so bad. That's why I flared up and destroyed it. Or because you didn't correct me. That's why I made a mistake." They go on and on giving excuses. Number 2, use argument to deviate from the issue at hand. When you try to address a problem with them, rather than facing the issue at hand, they start arguing about inconsequential things not related to the discussion. All they do is to find fault in what you are saying. They pick your words and use it against you, accusing you of insulting them. Argue about the tone of your voice. Claim you are playing the victim while they are the...
They use arguments to deflect from their wrongdoings.
That you get so sucked up with the argument and you don't face the main issue at hand. Let me give you an example of a typical conversation between you and a blame shifter. I'd say, "I always pay the bills every time. Why is it so?" Before you even finish talking, they would interrupt and say, "How dare you raise your voice at me? You don't have the right." And in a bid to defend yourself, you both end up in meaningless arguments while not thrashing the main issue, which is the bills. Number 3, they manipulate people by using pity parties, so you feel sorry for them. To shift the blame, they could come up with one sad story or the other. "I didn't pay because I was so sick." Meanwhile, they just had a slight headache. They sniff, cough, act weak, or even shed some tears. And before you know it, you end up comforting them. They may also borrow more money from you, repeating the circle. How do you deal with them? Number 1.
Pity parties. Number 3, that's what I forgot, pity parties.
Allow them to do that. Allow them to wear themselves out and keep them engaged. Before they finish bragging about one thing, engage them with another and another. Before long, they would tire out. Number 2, do not admit to know anything. If you feign ignorance, you give them a chance to shine. So there won't be a battle of words with you both. That way, you are at peace. You won't have to struggle the line with them. And they won't see you as a threat. Number 3.
Now, pity parties was the 3rd sign of possibly being a blame shifter. I have to look back on times where I was blame shifting. And I can remember me blowing up on a person, knowing the whole time I was at fault. I used to have a problem with letting my ego or my pride get in the way of me admitting to me being wrong. Now that I look more internally with myself, I have people having a problem when I become blatantly honest and say to somebody, guess what? I made a mistake by choosing you for this position. Or I made a mistake by investing my time, energy, and money in you. Or I made a mistake by letting this thing go on longer than what it should have. You know how hard that is? You know how hard that is when you're dealing with a person who's a blame shifter, but you tell that you realize that you made a mistake, or you realize it's up to you to stop this thing from going on, where you take full responsibility for your actions that was involved in some situation with a blame shifter. That's hard to do, people. That's hard to do. Because in most cases, especially if the person is a narcissist or they're the type of person that they so arrogant and stuck in their ways that they're going to look at you like, yeah, you're right. You're right, it's your mistake. Or they might even catch offense to it and make sense that you're dismissing them. And you're not. You just said, I just want to avoid any more of this toxic situation to move forward. So to avoid any more toxic situations happening, I have to take responsibility for myself, and I'm going to remove myself from the situation. Do you know how many people has lost their life or people that are sitting in jail right now for the simple fact that they place blame on somebody else versus taking responsibility for their own actions? Do you realize how many people out there has lost their life or sitting in jail right now because they were too busy trying to blame versus take responsibility for their own actions? Think about that for a second. Think about this for a second with my culture. And this is why I have a problem with situation, places, organizations like Black Lives Matter, stuff like that. They blame the police for killing and shooting unarmed black men, but we never take responsibility for what's going on in our own culture when we're killing ourselves. That's an example of blame shifting. Blame the police for the number of black males being killed unarmed, but we don't take responsibility for what goes on in our own community, in our own neighborhoods. That's an example of cultural blame shifting. Yes, I went there. And I'm going to continue to go there until we fix that in our culture. I'm going to continue to go there until we no longer blame everybody else for our own self-hatred. Yes, I'm going there, and I will continue to go there. I got 13 minutes left. I'm about to close out. Before I close out, let me say some more announcements. Well, one more clip, and then I'm out of here. You guys can start calling into these radio shows at area code 515-605-9800. All right? Our radio lineup now is Controversy Radio Show with Stephen B. Mondays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Well, Brother Steve had a deep conversation yesterday. He has a studio audio guest. You got to go check it out. Go to YizerRadio.com to listen to radio shows on demand. But Controversy Radio Show is Mondays and Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Moving forward, radio show with your man, Dwayne Abernathy. My new show times is Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your man, Dwayne Abernathy, your security camera ambassador. The next show on Tuesday evening is Talk to Tana, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at YizerRadio.com. That's YizerRadio.com. So later on tonight, tune in at 7 p.m. Miss Tana B will be on tonight. I'm sure she got some comedian guests to come in. She's the first lady of the MG Jokes Comedy. Okay, Yizer TV lineup on Sundays, new episodes of Culture Kings on the SIB TV channel. That's new episodes of Culture Kings on SIB TV channel That's YizerTV.com. If you're not a subscriber to YizerTV.com, please join YizerTV.com. 9 TV channels and get access to the radio station. You get access to the 6 independent movie screens, social media, and movies on demand. Okay. On Wednesdays, oh, this has changed. On Saturdays now, it's the Yizer Radio Raw on the Yizer Raw Radio Raw channel. So all of these radio shows that you're listening to throughout the week, you get the TV versions on every Saturday. The episodes from that following week will be uploaded to watch the Raw radio shows. Okay? Now, I'm going to play this last clip because I want to, you guys, I want you guys to take every one of our shows and find a solution to a situation that you're in, as we're here to move you guys forward. So check out this next clip of Take a Responsibility. Okay? Take responsibility of your actions. Then I'm going to get out of here.
With legal documents, ask a lawyer services, and
skip that.
You know what's so funny?
Check this out.
We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to our... Somebody gave you a guarantee, 30-day guarantee. In 30 days, if you don't make what they told you was going to make, you got an attitude, you want your money back. But you've never demanded your money back from yourself. You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down. You keep saying you ain't on the next level because of the economy. You keep saying you ain't on the next level because it ain't the season. You keep saying you ain't on the next level because the opportunity ain't there. The truth of the matter is that you ain't there because you ain't there. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting 120% when I'm at work. I let me down. And there's some of you, you know what you want, but you are not personally willing to do the work it takes to get it. What you're trying to do is do what you've done on this level and get the next level. You like getting up every day. I'm putting in 2.5. I'm putting in 3, and I'm not getting the opportunity. The opportunity might require getting up and working out 3.5. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. It might require you moving to another city. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else. That's the problem with some of you. You always want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You owe you an explanation. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more alcohol. No, we're working out now. You need to tell you that you owe you something. We're tired of this 60% you. We're tired of this crying you, this complaining you. We're tired of this hurting shit. Greatness is in you. You are here. You here. Leave your doggo marks. You here. Do something. So whatever you got to do, you do it. And you were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you. It's time for you to cut average. It's time for you to cut good so you can finally get to great. There are no excuses. You cannot keep success. You got to work for it. You got to breathe it. You got to sleep it. You got to eat it. You got to put forth 120%. I didn't get here making excuses. Can I stop being a victim? I stopped saying I've got to wait for good things to happen to me, and I said I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. It only takes one extra push-up. It only takes one extra mile. It only takes one extra grade. It only takes one extra effort. It only takes one extra something to get you to where you're trying to get to. And the goal is you got to go a little further than the man who's trying to get what you're trying to get. And can't nobody stop me but me. For some of you, when you do what you do, you act as if you have another opportunity. I'm wired differently. Every opportunity is opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Every opportunity, I'm still nervous because the day you become contented, the day you stop getting better, is the day you die, is the day the person who's trying to catch you will get you. You gotta get this beast mode. You gotta embody beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I need playing. If it's a half, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind.
All right. I'm closing out. I'm going to close out with this, though. Respect. The word respect is this. Respect is something earned. You can't teach respect, and you can't demand respect. If you're not earning somebody's respect, then you will not receive respect. Thank you guys for tuning in. Later on tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, check out my girl Tana B. She'll be on live later on tonight from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Anybody out there who wants a radio show on Yizer, hit us up at marketing@yizer.com. That's marketing@yizer.com. This your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm out. And like I tell you all the time, knowledge is not power. Use of knowledge is power. Peace, I'm out. I'm not here Thursday morning. I may be in paradise, but I tell you one thing, I'm not going to be somewhere blame shifting. Peace, I'm out.
Tell about it.